Well, coming up soon, there's a three-state beef conference being held here in the area. I want to talk a little bit about that this morning with Iowa State University Extension beef specialist Erica Lundy-Woolfolk, who joins us here on the phone this morning. Erica, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Hey, tell us about the three-state beef conference. Is this an annual event?
Yes, this is an annual event put on by Iowa State, University of Nebraska, and University of Missouri Extension teams. So this is actually the 39th year that we've been doing this as a joint effort. And basically, it's the same program that's kind of replicated throughout the three states there. So that's where the name comes from that standpoint. But really, it's a program that we try to have annually that is for cow-calf and stocker producers in the area. That's really focused on maybe some new industry trends, something that touches on the economic current conditions as well. So hopefully it's something that's very valuable to producers in the area.
And everybody gets along just fine. Iowa, Missouri, Nebraska, no worries.
Yes, that's right.
All right.
Good team players here.
All right. No rivalries showing up for this. We're all on the same team for this kind of stuff.
Yes, that's right.
Very good. Well, I know you've got the series going in each of the three states, and the Iowa location is the Warren Cultural Center in Greenfield, and that'll be on Wednesday, January 17th. Can you talk a little bit about what'll happen that day?
Yes. So we open the doors and have registration starting at 5:30 on Wednesday, January 17th, and our program will run from 6 p.m. to approximately 9 p.m., so we'll have one speaker, and then we'll break and include a meal, and then we'll have our two speakers that'll be following our evening meal there. So we'll feed you well, too, and then we'll just talk about cattle for the evening.
Okay. Well, talk about the speakers that you'll have there. What are their specialties? Obviously have to do with beef, but talk a little bit about what they have to bring.
Yeah. So our first speaker is Dr. Mary Drunowski from the University of Nebraska, and she's going to be talking about some new research that she has regarding grazing corn stocks. So this is actually a project that is funded by the Iowa State Beef Checkoff Program. And so she'll be talking about some of that new data on that project before our supper there. And then our two evening speakers are kind of a very similar topic. So the first one is Dr. Brandt, who is with Transova Genetics. And he's going to be talking about kind of developing heifers for the future. And then our third evening speaker is Dr. Martins from University of Missouri. And he's going to be talking about managing young females kind of for longevity and profitability into the cow herd. And so combined, both of those topics are kind of our thought process there is to help producers kind of gear up as we start to ramp up the cow herd again in the next coming years, just based off of where we are with the cattle cycle. So those speakers will hopefully help us talk about some tips and tricks for heifer development and making sure that we can keep those females in the herd and stay productive for the years to come.
Sure. Erica, these topics and these particular speakers, are they based on maybe input or feedback that you've gotten in the past?
Yes. So in true extension fashion, anytime that we have a program, we try to do an evaluation and kind of get some feedback from our attendees. And so these are all topics that are things that have came up from past year's programs and were areas of interest for those that attended. So hopefully, you know, even though we are a year later, these are still viable topics for our attendees, and hopefully we'll stimulate some good conversation and discussion throughout the evening too. So that is something I mentioned or failed to mention was that while we bring in our experts and kind of touch on some topics too, one of the key things we always hope to have is plenty of time for discussion and questions with our presenters too. So hopefully we get some engagement from our audience as well.
Oh yeah, 100%. That's what makes it all really worthwhile is some of the interaction that you get and folks being able to share their own stories.
Yes, that's right. You can learn just as much from somebody sitting across the table as our speakers. So good opportunity for that.
Yeah, the speakers bring in good information, but we all have personal experiences that we can share to help everybody out. You mentioned, now this is January 17th. This is squeezed right in between the other two, the Missouri event on the 16th and the Nebraska event on the 18th. Are all three of these sessions equal?
Yes. So basically we just pool our resources together and put the same program on all three areas in the state. So our speakers have a little bit of a roadshow going on, but just kind of replicated presentations and events just depending on the state location.
Yeah, the cattle industry doesn't change a whole lot depending upon what state or what area you go into?
Yes. Yep. So our kind of our regional where we're at is all kind of pretty similar in terms of the topics and the speakers that we have too. So they really apply well to our area that we're have hosting these meetings in.
Yeah, cattle production, feed, all the key things that you're looking at are pretty much the same no matter where folks are. Who should attend this?
Yeah, so we would love to have anybody that's interested in the beef industry. This is pretty well focused on kind of more of the cow-calf side of things in comparison to our feedlot industry. But anybody who's in the beef industry, has cows or stock or cattle are welcome to attend, and we would love to see them there.
Okay, so anyone who really has an interest directly in beef production.
That's right, yeah.
Okay, very good. Now, I see the Adair County Cattlemen are helping to sponsor the local event here in Greenfield. It's good to have good local partners.
Yes, that's right. Yep, so our Adair County Cattlemen have been a sponsor for us for several years since we've been here in Greenfield, and we really appreciate that.
Very good. Let's talk about the prep for this then, too. Are you looking for folks to sign up ahead of time?
Yes, please. We are asking for registration, whether you call the extension office here in Adair County or send in an email. But we would like to have that by Thursday, January 11th. So it's basically a week in advance, just so that we can help kind of make sure our meal count is close to where it needs to be and everybody gets fed who attends that evening.
Okay. Is there a registration fee? And if so, what do they get for that?
Yes, so our registration fee is $30 per person. That doesn't include a meal. The Chuck Wagon Restaurant in Adair is our caterer for this year. And then we'll also get you a copy of the proceedings from all of our speakers as well. So you can take that information home with you, jot down notes on it, and then, of course, you'll have their contact information to follow up with any questions or something that might come up down the road and you want to visit more about.
Sure. And is there an early deadline, I assume, then, for registration?
The 11th is when we would like those in, but we'll still accept everybody through walk-ins, too, for that day. So,
Okay.
just prefer to have an RSVP ahead of time so we can make sure we have that meal count.
Yeah.
Obviously, you're welcome to walk in, but we can't guarantee that we'll have food for you.
All right, very good. And they can just call the Adair County Extension Office to get registered?
Yes, that's right. Our phone number here is 641-743-8412.
All right.
And Terry is the office gal that'll get you wrote down and signed up and ready to go.
Okay. Is there a limit to how many you can handle?
No limit.
Okay, very good. 641-743-8412, again, is that telephone number if you'd like to find out more. Erica, the folks that you mentioned, the presenters and their topics and things, will these be interactive presentations? It's not just going to be someone standing in front just kind of visiting.
Yes, so we do have, typically what we have them do is put together a presentation slideshow. So that's kind of the basis for it. But obviously, we are welcoming and very open to if anybody has questions, then we'll kind of guide the discussion. We can definitely change things up as well. So very informal meeting, great opportunity for local cattlemen to ask some questions and hopefully get some answers from some of these topics that we have covered.
Yeah. Have you gotten good feedback from some of these events in the past?
Yes. Yep. We typically do have about 50 producers that are in attendance. And like we mentioned before, a lot of our topics are kind of each year are developed off of what we've heard from people that have attended in the past and kind of what their interests or ideas are for other topics as well. So we do have a good crowd that'll come annually, and so that's great. Sometimes our topics will kind of build on something that was touched on last year. So just a good general educational opportunity for cattlemen.
Yeah, so come and find out more about what they have to share this time around, and if you have some topical ideas for the future, share those as well.
That's right.
Very good. Well, reevaluating today's management practices for future success is the theme for this year's Three-State Beef Conference. And again, that event here locally will be held in Greenfield at the Warren Cultural Center Wednesday, January 17th, 6 to 9 p.m. in the evening. And get there just a little early to register. And again, pre-registration is appreciated. If you could call ahead to the Adair County Extension Office at 641-743-8412 to get yourself registered. There's a $30 registration fee there. Erica, do they pay that night when they get there?
Yes. Yep. Obviously, you can pay in advance if you want, or payable at the door is perfectly fine as well.
Okay. Very good. That's, again, coming up here very soon. So be thinking about that registration deadline coming up here real quick on the 11th. Very good. Erica Lundy-Woolfolk with us here this morning, Iowa State University Extension Beef Specialist, helping to plan and put together the Three-State Beef Conference here in our area. Appreciate the time and the information, Erica. Thank you so much. Good luck.
Thank you.